I'm Pat Johnston. On this August 23rd of 2024, and I have to tell you, this week's Friday short is a bit longer. Maybe I should call this the Friday medium. The Democratic Party convention concluded last night with Vice President Kamala Harris giving her nomination acceptance speech, and what a speech it was. Now, I'm not going to be some fanboy saying I loved everything in the speech. As you know, I'm not a fan of the wasteful spending that we commit to the military-industrial complex, and I'm no fan of what is happening in Gaza. I thought Kamala's speech, as well as some other speeches, were a bit too jingoistic filled at times, and not allowing a Democratic office holder who is a Palestinian American to speak was a mistake. Even the Michigan Democratic Party chair, Lavora Barnes, tried her best to convince convention officials to have a voice representing the struggle of the Palestinian people on stage. But despite those errors, I tweeted right after her acceptance speech that I ranked Harris's speech right up there with Obama's 2008 and JFK's 1960 convention speeches. Now, hear me out. I wouldn't consider JFK's acceptance speech in 1960 to be one of his best. You can watch it on YouTube, and I think you'd agree. In fact, I remember watching Jane Pauley when she used to host a show back in the 90s called Time and Again, and I believe it was on MSNBC. And one episode focused on that 1960 race between Jack Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And after airing parts of JFK's 1960 acceptance speech, Jane Pauley said Nixon watched it and told his people that night that he could take JFK. And you know what? You can't say Nixon was really way off base considering how close that race turned out to be. However, JFK used that speech to show the nation his mettle, his devotion to country, his patriotism, and his ability to make America believe its best days were ahead of us. Also, being the first Roman Catholic president weighed on millions of Americans' minds, and he had to deal with that as well. So he completed the assignment that night at the convention. Fast forward to 2008. Barack Obama shot to superstardom on the political stage, but despite a long, hard-fought battle against Hillary Clinton in the primary, Obama still had to show everyone that he was up to the task of looking and appearing presidential. Obama had run to the left of Clinton in terms of the Iraq War and won the primary partially because of that stance. But as he switched to running against Republican John McCain, Obama and his campaign used his acceptance speech outdoors in Denver on that magical night to run to the right of McCain on finishing the job against Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan, who, unlike Saddam Hussein, actually attacked the United States. So you see, Obama, like JFK, needed to reassure America that he would never back down against those threatening America, while at the same time telling America, in his poetic wording, that America's best days were ahead of them. So fast forward to last night. Kamala Harris was facing similar circumstances. Yes, she's the first woman to be vice president and the first Black and Asian American woman to be vice president. And she's been vice president for the last 3¾ years. But after President Joe Biden decided to drop out and pass the torch to Harris, the job was not finished there. Harris had to gather support and reassure many in the Democratic Party to back her and avoid an open convention. And she did it. And did it fast, showing her political skills behind the scenes. Now, one of the reasons I begged Biden to drop out was that I knew Democrats had a few talented people behind him who could clearly propose a future-looking agenda while effectively attacking Trump and MAGA. I said if it's Harris or someone else in an open convention, I didn't care. I just wanted somebody else in that race representing the Democratic Party. But then once Harris cemented her support inside the party and then spoke at the Biden campaign's headquarters in Delaware, her first appearance as the presumptive nominee, that was the Kamala Harris I was so enthusiastic about when she started becoming a national name last decade. I knew right then it was game on, and so did many other Democrats and progressive voters. The jolt of energy Harris gave the party isn't by dumb luck. She's a skilled politician, and Harris knows all about messaging and imaging. Joe Biden was running to save democracy. A good and true message, but unfortunately not a moving message for millions of voters. Harris chose to focus on freedom, which is the very basis of democracy. But by using freedom as the battle cry, makes everyone feel part of the fight to save this country's values and institutions for democracy. Harris used her speech to highlight the campaign's main point, to fight for the freedoms that made America that shining light on a hill, to use a Reagan quote. And like JFK and Obama, Harris used her speech to reassure America and the world that the U.S. will be there to fight against autocracy spreading across the globe as we're doing right now in Ukraine. She positioned herself to the right of Trump, who loves Putin and Russia and all kinds of other dictators around the world, something that used to be anathema to the Republican Party. But at the same time, Kamala reassured the country that our best days are ahead of us and that she'd fight for the betterment of the country, while dear leader Trump will only fight for himself and his self-worth. I mean, she's made everyone on her side feel like they're part of the freedom movement, and seeing all those American flags and USA chants at the arena, that told me she and the Democratic Party grabbed the patriotism baton from the Republicans who've gone down the Christian nationalist MAGA rabbit hole. Like Harris asked when talking about that regressive Project 2025 that Donald Trump's people wrote, have they lost their minds? It has been a successful campaign to highlight Project 2025 and how destructive it will be for this country that she's made Dear Leader run away from Project 2025. But guess what? He can't run far since his people wrote it. And that's the other part of her speech, which reminded me of JFK and Obama's speeches. Kamala Harris is playing offense. Harris is taking the battle to them. And you wonder why our side is so fired up and why the press is taken aback by her campaign? Because it's refreshing to watch Democrats play offense. As the polls are showing, it is paying off. So Kamala Harris completed her assignment last night, a well-written and well-delivered speech. Will it be remembered as her best? I don't think so, but it will be remembered as the moment that she assured millions of people that she's up to the task and that above it all, she's a smart, politically savvy, compassionate adult. Not to mention, she's someone that any American can sit down and talk with, unlike Trump, who doesn't understand and never will understand what it's like to be an everyday American. Thanks for listening to The Friday Short. Contact me, leftoflansing@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Don't forget to subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and give it a 5-star review. Take the battle to them.